Welcome to Pert Echt of Scotland's ain kingly hooses. In this pert, we hear about the stushy hour of the croon that led to the lang weirs between England and Scotland. The hoose in Norawa. Margaret the maiden in Norawa, 1286 to 1290. Born afore the 9th of April, 1283, Margaret was the daughter of Eric, King of Norawa, and Margaret, daughter of Alessandra III and Margaret Plantagenet. The dowry of Queen Yolande was haying the deed king's bairn, a situation that had obdae in a swither, but she miscarried. With her grandfather, twa uncles and mither o' deed, Margaret of Norawa was the heir to the crown of Scotland, gone with the rule of primogenitor. The throne now passed to the kingly hoose of Norawa, making it like that a Norse family would rule our Scotland. In April 1286, Sax lords, kent in Latin as custodes or guardians, was wailed to rule over the Kinrick on behalf of wee Forawa Queen Margaret. Their lords was Alessandre Cumming, Earl of Buchan, Duncan, Earl of Fife, William Fraser, Bishop of St Andrews, Robert Wishart, Bishop of Glasgow, John Cumming of Badenoch, and James the Heath Stuart. The guardians had the burden of keeping the hale Kinrick peacified, no easy athout the respect that a king alone could command. Duncan of Fife was murdered in 1289, and Alessandre of Buchan died the same year. The King of England, Edward Langshanks, put it to the Scots that a treaty of marriage between the Queen and his ain son would join the twa Kinricks in peace. To many of the nobles, haying lands in baith the Kinricks, it was wise-like, but the guardians gather, conferred, and intimate that ony marriage treaty would want the rechts and freedoms of Scotland to be respected, as a Kinrick aye a pert for England. They were canny eneugh to bring mony other nobles, barons and kirkmen, forespeakers for the whole political community, into the body of the Trokin. By the Treaty of Burham, agreed on the 18th July 1290, Queen Margaret was triced it till Edward, Prince of England. Even afore this, in June 1290, Edward Langshanks shod his horn, betaking over the Isle of Man, or as he put it, gien beeld to the folk. And the Southern King was wanting the guardians to eke his ain appointed factors among their council. But, often was put in an affy steer in the hearst. On the way over for Norawa, Queen Margaret took no wheel, and the wee soul deed at Kirkwall couried in the arms of the Bishop of Orkney on the 26th September 1290. She was taken back to Norawa and buried at Birrenkirk. It wasn't apparent what body was the rechtful heir, and the heedmaist nobles now gaed about boding in fear aweer. The Muckle Cause, 1290 to 1292. What the community maist feared, a kingless Kinrick, had come about. Robert Bruce of Annandale and John Balliol of Galloway knew put forth claims to the crown. Baith was the offspring of Earl Dovet of Huntingdon, brother of Willem the Lion. Bruce was his grandson, while Balliol was his aerial. Willem Fraser, Bishop of St Andrews, knew right till Edward Langshanks and asked him as a good neighbour and kinsman of the deed queen to come and keep the peace, feart that a civil war was nae far off. By the war of 1291, the English king had even been asked to judge what noble had the best claim. Edward was glad to, so lang as the guardians owned him as our lord of Scotland. Today men's to the guardians, their reply was that nobody but a king could answer sic a claim, and they didna ken theirselves ony sic claim, but they didna think that he, Edward, would mak it unless he thought he had the recht. It was a rare bootgate that had Edward in a swither. The English king, Duke at this tickler, be making the 14 claimants to the crown swear fealty directly to him. In June 1291, the guardians demitted office, but was appointed again, this time on Edward's say. They and others of the kinric swore fealty to Edward as Superior Dominus, or Our Lord, on 13th June 1291 at Norham. On the 2nd of August, a court at Berwick started hearing the muckle cause, or law pleas, of the claimants to the crown. The guardians bade an office atween horns till the court fun in favour of John Balliol as king in November 1292. The Hoose of Balliol, John Tim Tabart, 1292 to 1296. Born about 1250, John was the son of John Balliol and Evergwila of Galloa. John had already been married on Isabella of Warwyn, daughter of John of Warwyn, 3rd Earl of Surrey, and Alice Le Brun of Merch. The court in the kingship cause found on 17th November 1292 that John should be king, as the child sprung for the line of the eldest daughter of Earl Dovet. He was crowned 30th November 1292 at Scone, but it was well seen that Edward regarded John his vassal king. In December, no long after John was made king, a Burgess of Berwick appealed to Langshanks again judgments in a Scots court. The King of England made it clear that he would hear appeals for John's subjects and would summon John to England when necessary. In 1293, this is the weird that John had to dree when he was bemeaned afore the English Parliament. It wasn't lang afore many of the Scots nobles scunnert at the way that this croon was ill-honelled. But demands by Langshanks in the summer of 1294 for Scots to sair in his weir again France, day and scathe to Scots tread, was ower muckle, and a council of nobles took ower in John's name in the simmer of the following year. William Fraser, Bishop of St Andrews, now heed it an ambassador to France, and on the 23rd October 1295, a treaty with King Philip was agreed again England. This is often thought of as the start to the sacred Old Alliance. But France and Scotland had already been making common cause again England for the 1170s onwards. Weir cam in March 1296. It was the Scots that strack first, led by John's kinsmen, the Cummins. The Bruce family, claimants to the crown, and unfriends of the Balliols, widne Sir John. Langshanks broached up his army, sieged it and spiled Berwick, slaughtering its folk, and signed to fate a Scots army at Dunbar on the 27th of April. The Scots didna ken what had dung them. Langshanks bringed up the east coast, and King John randert his cell. On the 10th July at Brechin, John was made to demit his croon and was carried awa' a prisoner to Lunnon. A cause the kingly erems on his tabard or coat was torn off, he was kent evermair as Tim Tabard. At the hinner end, he was gien ower to the custody of the Pape, indeed in April 1313 at Balliol on Gofern in Normandy. He was lightly buried there awa'. Guardians atween kings, 1296 to 1306. In the wear and simmer of 1296, Langshanks marched round Scotland, taking oaths of fealty and carrying awa' the registers and ensigns of Scotland as a free stonin kinric. Edward was a king of muckle mocht, that's vision of his cell was as emperor over the hale British Isles. At a parliament held at Berwick on the 28th of August, Edward set out the way Scotland was to be run, like Wales, as a province. John of Warwyn, Earl of Surrey, godfather of John Balliol, was appointed lieutenant of the English usurper Erts by Edward in September. But Warwyn's authority brak doon in mony Erts, and his lieutenancy ended in August 1297. A puckle Scots nobles cockit a neave at Langshanks, but it was the lesser lairds and common folk steered up by Southron tax gatherers that stared at heather weirs in the wear of 1297. The twa heedmaist Scots was Sir Andrew Murray in the north and William Wallace in the south. Sir William Wallace. Born about 1270, William was the son of Olin Wallace, a member of the Hoose at Elderslie. Wallace, along with Sir Andrew Murray, defeat the Ingalls under their treasurer Sir Hugh Cassingham at Stirling Brig on the 11th September 1297. Murray was hurted to the death, indeed, in November, but no afore he and Wallace sent out letters as heeds of the army of Scotland to German merchants, for to let them ken that Scotland was loused for Ingalls poor. Between September 1297 and March 1298, Wallace was appointed guardian his lane and heed at the community of the Kinrick of Scotland, again the Ingalls invader. But a cosy focht in the name of King John, a hantle nobles, sick as the Bruces, was sweet to follow him. But Wallace knew how to tackle in the hale micht of Langshanks in the summer. Wallace had a puckle nichts under Sir John the Red Cummin, and urchers under Sir John Stuart. But at the Falkirk, on the 22nd July 1298, Edward blew at Wallace with an army of 18,000, comprehending Erse soldiers, French nichts, and Welsh langbowmen. In the eftercome, and by December at the latest, Wallace demitted his guardianship and gied ower to giant guardians in the free erts of Scotland. In 1299, he gaed to France and Norwa, seeking a horn again England. After the apparent fall of Scotland in 1304, Wallace took to the heather until he was betrayed to Langshanks, taint to Lunnon, and put to death with Jethert Justice on the 23rd August 1305. All Maister Lane among other Scots, Wallace never owned Edward as our lord, and aye focht for the community of Scotland. For all the old fern years, Scots down through all the ages has rightly seen Wallace as a hero. The Giant Guardians. Robert Bruce of Annandale, son of the claimant, was appointed giant guardian by a noble council at the Dowp end of 1298, but couldn't work with his political brother, John the Red Cummin of Badenoch. Bruce demitted in 1300, and sign gied over to Langshanks. John Cummin carried on the fecht in the name of King John, and was gined by Bishop William Lamberton of St Andrews, and Ingram Umfra, but all demitted office in 1301. A ken speckle and patriotic body that mace folk has forgotten nowadays was Sir John Soules. He took over for Cummin, Bishop William, and Umfra at the start of 1301, and bade in office till the hearst of 1302, when he gaed to Paris on ambassadory. John Cummin apparently took over as guardian yince mair for John Soules, winning a fecht agin the Ingalls at Rosslyn in 1303. But Langshanks weir at Cummin doon, until Cummin, along with other heeds of kin, ran up theirselves at Strathord by Perth on the 9th of February 1304, with the terms confirmed at a parliament held in St Andrews in March. In September 1305, Edward set out his ettles for the Kintra, and appointed a committee of 10 Scots and 10 Ingalls to put out ordinances for the administration of the land of Scotland. Between the summer of 1305 and March 1306, there were nobody in Scotland with the Moch de Danton but the usurping army of the King of England.